Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see our God. The secret of the Lord is this, their soul is Christ's abode.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this 11th Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God, to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, we bring to him the cares and concerns of our own hearts as we pray together. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
O God, you declare your almighty power most chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant to us such a measure of your grace that we, running the way of your commandments, may receive your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Proverbs. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence, or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, "Come up here," than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 112. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in his commandments. Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous. Happy are those who fear the Lord. It is well with those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. They will be remembered forever. Happy are those who fear the Lord. They are not afraid of evil tidings. Their hearts are firm, secure in the Lord. Their hearts are steady, they will not be afraid. In the end, they will look in triumph from their foes. Happy are those who fear the Lord. They have distributed freely, they have given to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn is exalted in honor. Happy are those who fear the Lord. The wicked see it and are angry. They gnash their teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked comes to nothing. Happy are those who fear the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Christ Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, his kingly power over the whole world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honour, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He also said to the one who had invited him, when you give a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In our Gospel reading today, Luke tells us of an occasion when Jesus has been invited to eat a Sabbath meal at the house of one of the Pharisees, who took this as an opportunity to watch him closely. At the meal, Jesus is disturbed by the way that the guests took their seats, each trying to get the best seats, the seats of honour, for themselves. And so he told them a parable regarding good manners at table. It is the host who should decide where people sit, and the guest should show humility, taking the lowest seats first, so that their host might ask them to move up the table. The concept of humility is one which is problematic for us in the modern world. Humility is often characterized as a weakness, the characteristic of one who submits to another. Neither should humility be confused with false modesty. Humility is a Christian virtue. Humility shown by Christians is the attempt to put aside the way that we see ourselves and instead to see ourselves as God sees us. Whenever we share our Sabbath meal, the Holy Eucharist, the parable told by Jesus in our Gospel reading today contains a powerful message to us. We are reminded by Jesus that we are all invited guests at his banquet. He is our host. We come to meet him, to spend time with him, to listen to him, and to be fed by him. And as we gather together, our host welcomes us all in love. Here he welcomes us as brothers and sisters. There is no favoritism. We are all equally welcome, all equally here by God's invitation, grace, and mercy. Jesus goes on to press his message. We are not only to share this meal with our families and friends, but with all. The poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, all whose society pushes to its margins are also invited and welcomed, for all are loved by God. The challenge for us who have grown up in a society historically built on the concept of class is to accept and learn from Jesus, whose teaching turns the whole idea of class on its head. Jesus' call to us to show humility challenges us to see ourselves as he sees us, as being equal in his eyes. He sees us as being equal and as good as the most powerful in our society. But perhaps more importantly, he sees us, and we should see ourselves, as being equal and no better than the lowest, the poorest, those cast to the furthest margins of our society. As the church and as Christians, our time together in worship, indeed our whole lives, should be marked by our love of God and our love of neighbour, as we welcome all equally in his name. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the church always remain faithful to the ways of Christ, extending a welcome of love to all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine, and Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are all citizens with the saints and belong to the family of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far away and to those who were near. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellir, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really, really good to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.